From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm John Idstein. The Securities and Exchange Commission has been busy in the past few weeks. First, it pushed reform at the New York Stock Exchange. Then it proposed new regulations for high-flying hedge funds. This Wednesday, it took steps to boost shareholder democracy. The SEC wants to make it easier for shareholders to bypass management and nominate candidates to corporate boards of directors. William Donaldson took over the SEC this year. During an interview in his office this week, he said boards of directors are key to rehabilitating American capitalism.
We're in a massive shift here of basically the responsibility for the oversight of the corporation back to the board of directors where it belongs. And I think that the shift is from too much power, if you will, in the CEO role, and a legitimate shift back to the board as accepting its true responsibility, and then the board choosing management that reflect the board's desires.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the New York Stock Exchange. Of course, the big issue was the big pay package of former chairman Richard Grasso, a pay package awarded to him by people he was supposed to be regulating. Isn't there a fundamental conflict of interest there that can't be overcome?
I think there are ways of organizing the board in terms of the compensation committee. I think there are ways of organizing the board in terms of the nominating committee that would structure it so that you have truly independent directors dominate decisions in those areas.
So you're comfortable with the basic concept, though, of self-regulation, that it can work.
If you go back in history, the whole concept has been that it takes people that are close enough to the day-to-day operations to make regulation that's effective in a business sense. I believe in this day and age that there has to be a very careful separation of the business aspects of running an exchange with the regulatory aspects. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the regulation has to be carved off and put out in space somewhere.
Let's talk a little bit about another concern of yours, I know, and that's the what you see as a serious damage to investor confidence that's been done by the corporate scandals of the last few years. I wonder how you see that confidence being recovered, and I'm also curious, the markets have gone up almost 20% or around 20% over the last 12 months. Did investors learn enough of a lesson?
The fact that the market is going up doesn't necessarily mean that confidence has been restored. It means that people see an opportunity to get a return on their investment. However, I think investor confidence, and for that matter, general public confidence in the business community is at an all-time low, and we have to ask why that is. And my attitude on that is that there are the obvious names that you use that where there's been fraud and a relatively limited number of companies, but there also has been a gradual erosion, I think, during the bull market of the 1990s of standards.
I mean, what is it in the mindset of investors, management, directors that changes during a bull market? Is it simple greed? Is it a sense of entitlement? What happens?
As the music plays faster, there's a increasing short-term orientation. I think there's an artificial straitjacket that Wall Street analysts tend to put on corporations, i.e. that they must have their earnings grow every quarter. We all know that few entities grow naturally like that, uninterruptedly, that they must have periods of sideways movement before they can grow again. Along with that comes some facilitation by the gatekeepers, if you will, the accountants. They're too compliant. Even the lawyers are too compliant. It's happened before. It happened back in 1929, and as a result of that, we had the securities laws and the SEC itself formed. This time around, however, it's affecting a lot more people. Back in 1929, there were far fewer investors. This time, this short-term orientation and the ultimate crash in the market has affected millions of people because of the number of people who have 401ks and so forth.
William Donaldson, Chairman of the SEC, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Nice to talk to you.